The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org. Good evening, and welcome to Monday night. I'm happy to be here with you all. With my voice, I can't see you. I can see the chat here, but I'm happy here to be sharing the Dharma with you all. So first we'll do a guided meditation, but maybe I'll just introduce the idea that I want to talk about something this evening, that when I first started having practice discussions with individuals, or actually when I first started sitting in when other teachers were giving the practice discussions and I was just sitting in, I remember one of the teachers who was conducting the discussions, and I was just listening, said, "Wow, isn't it quite something that there's such a broad range?" And I responded, "No, I thought it was quite something how so much of it's the same. There, people are talking about a similar aspect of their experience, of their practice. It gets manifest in so many different ways." So maybe I'll just have that as a little bit of a teaser of what I'll be talking about in the Dharma talk. But first, I'm going to talk, maybe I'll just say first we'll do a guided meditation. And I'll introduce some ideas in this guided meditation that will support things that I'm going to talk about later during the Dharma talk. Okay, so we can begin by maybe just arriving in some kind of way, whatever that means for you. For some, that'll mean feeling into the body. For some, that'll be feeling into the sensations of breathing. For some, that'll be more about softening, letting go of ideas that you should be elsewhere, be doing something else. But just arriving. And then bring in your awareness to the sensations in the body. Probably an obvious one that we are all experiencing is the pressure of the chair or the cushion against the body where we're seated. Just allowing ourselves to feel that experience, feel that pressure, feeling connected and grounded. And then you might notice some more obvious sensations. There might be some places of discomfort, some tightness. Can you bring some awareness to those areas? Awareness that has a tone and attitude of kindness, softness. Not that we have to shove this experience away, but that we can give it some space, some warmth and see if that creates the conditions in which it might shift. And then sitting here, feeling the experiences of having a body, do just a little bit of a body scan. To help us land in the body. Starting at the top, feeling the face, the head, the neck. Maybe we're doing this with a broad, maybe like a touch of a feather, broad brush. Not a sledgehammer, not a ice pick, just with a wiping of a feather, our awareness on these different areas of the body. Allowing the shoulders to be away from the ears. And feeling into the upper back and lower back. The chest and the belly. Again, feeling connected to the chair or cushion with the pressure. And the legs. And the feet. Arms. And hands. We do this type of body scan not because we have to feel every single sensation in our body, but as a support for being embodied, a support for ours to arrive and inhabit our bodily experience. Now we can bring our attention to the sensations of breathing. The movement of the abdomen or chest, or the feeling of air going in and out of the nose. Can we bring a warm-hearted quality to our attention? More of a Now I can't remember whom exactly, but I heard a Dharma teachers talk about affectionate curiosity. What is the experience of breathing? Nothing in particular needs to be happening. We're just resting our awareness on the sensations of breathing. If you find yourself lost in thought, you don't have to make it a problem. You just begin again with the sensations of breathing. Can notice or do a gentle inquiry. Notice if there's any sense of pressure of things, your experience should be a particular way. Maybe quietly, maybe not so quietly. There's this sense of I should be concentrated, or my mind should not wander away. I should meditate more. Just notice. If there's that pressure, that type of internal pressure, if so, can you give that some of this affectionate curiosity, some warm-hearted attention, allowing that pressure from this feeling of things should be a certain way, allowing that to be there, giving it space to be there. I notice if there's a sense of, I should notice the should, or something like this. This is just a very gentle inquiry. You can just hang out with the sensations of breathing and not make any sense of you should find the sense of should. In a relaxed, easy way, just hanging out with in-breaths and out-breaths. Just allowing any thoughts to go to the background and the sensations of breathing be in the foreground. And again, you might check in and see if there's a sense of should. Things ought to be a particular way, and the contraction or the pressure that goes with that. It might be there, it might not. We don't have to go digging for it. Just a gentle inquiry. Is there a sense of should present? We practice not just for ourselves, of course, but for all beings, to support a sense of ease and peacefulness and clarity in ourselves that can't help but affect others that we come in contact with. Maybe in very, very subtle ways, maybe in obvious ways. But may our practice together, our meditating together, help support some warm-heartedness, not only for ourselves, but for others. And just as we kind of inquired about this sense of should in ourselves, we can see if we also have this sense leaking out of us in the way that we see the world or experience the world. This idea of things should be a particular way, and to feel the contraction, the limitation, the tightness around that. So that then we can soften. We can bring some wisdom. So may our practice together support this growing wisdom, this growing self-awareness, this growing sensitivity, so that it's for benefit for all beings everywhere.